So Jesus surprised his disciples when he told them to feed the crowd. Thanks for joining us today as we continue to look at the names of God. There was a large crowd, and Jesus told the disciples to feed them. The group that day consisted of around 10,000 men, women, and children, 10,000, who had gathered to see and hear Jesus. Well, the disciples had neither the food nor the money to provide a meal for such a large number of people. All the disciples, all they could find was a boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish that his mom had packed him for lunch. And with that boy's lunch, Jesus fed the crowd. And you know what? There were 12 baskets of leftovers. From that day on, the crowd was enamored with Jesus, but for the wrong reasons. Jesus told them that they were only following him because he fed them. And then Jesus used the symbol of bread to explain why he came. Listen to this, John chapter 6, 33 and 35. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, "Sir, give us some more bread, just like you did with the on the mountainside. Give us some more bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." St. Augustine, one of the early church fathers, wrote a book titled Confessions. In that book, he described his life apart from God and his quest to try everything to fill the emptiness of his heart. Augustine explained his search. He said, the reason was that inside me there was a famine of inward food. I was starving for you, my God. Starving for God. Can you relate to Augustine? Are you suffering from famine of inward food? Are you starving for God? The people in Jesus' day, he fed them with bread, and they wanted that physical bread. They didn't realize they were starving for Jesus, the bread of life, who came down from heaven to fill our spiritual hunger. And all those who trust in him, they're going to be spiritually satisfied forever. If you're searching and you're hungry, if you have unsuccessfully tried to fill your life with all the stuff of the world, today I ask you to trust in Jesus, the bread of life. Use the following prayer to ask him to fill your heart and quench your spiritual thirst. Lord Jesus, I can relate to St. Augustine. I've tried everything to fill the void in my life, and I always come up empty. I long for spiritual meaning, and I long for spiritual satisfaction. I long for you, the bread of life. So today, I trust in you. Lord Jesus, I trust in you as the only one who can fill the famine of inward food in my heart. I confess I'm starving for you. Fill my life with your presence. I pray in your name. Amen.